Now here, the dole has risen for the summer, allowing for some reflection and what could be on the horizon. It has been a busy few months at Leinster House with the care referendum, the family referendum, and then there were the surprise stepping down of Leo Varadkar, Eamon Ryan and Simon Coveney, as well as the rise of Simon Harris to Taoiseach, and most recently, Roderick O'Gorman becoming Green Party leader. This term will also be remembered for the struggles to deal with the numbers of asylum seekers arriving, among other issues. Also the local and European elections and the poor outcomes for Sinn Féin and the Green Party. Well, let's look at all of this in more detail. We're joined now by our own political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, and Elaine O'Loughlin, who's political editor with the Irish Examiner. Good morning to you both. Firstly, let's look at what was achieved and what didn't get done also. Elaine, if I can go to you first, what can the government claim credit for? What were their obvious achievements?
Yes, well, you've mentioned it. Number of them. But I think in the area of social protection, if you look at auto enrolment and then as well that pay related social welfare system that's been introduced, both passed by Minister Heather Humphreys, it has to be said, but they will make significant changes in the years ahead. I think migration is an area that the government itself will say it made moves on. When Simon Harris came into office, I think he immediately moved to change the messaging around migration, stressing that Ireland does have a fair but firm system in place. And if you remember, there was those dramatic moving out of tents around Mount Street and on the canal in Dublin. But on the flip side of that, while there were those immediate measures taken, I think questions still have to be raised around the medium to long term plan for migration. And that really is lacking so far from the government. So I think after the summer break, which is much needed now, there will be a renewed focus on that, especially from the opposition. We did have a lot of flux as well and a lot of movement. As you said, leaders standing down, new leaders coming in. So it really has been a busy period.
And Paul, just touching on the fact that Simon Harris now 3 months as Taoiseach, there were moments early on when he took on that role, and the Stardust apology was a particularly big moment when he acknowledged the pain of the families, and it was a very long time coming.
I think that Simon Harris has had an impact, as we've been saying regularly. He is someone with boundless energy. We know that when it came to the European and local elections, he did a canvass of all three constituencies. I think it was 16 hours campaigning right the way through up until the last vote. He's someone who is having an impact, and that would have been accepted by other politicians from other parties, that energy and verve which he was bringing to the campaign was making a difference. You mentioned the Stardust, that was something which had been hanging around for a long time. It was a campaign for decades to try and get it over the line, and he did do that. But we also have other things to watch out for. Take, for example, the Cabinet this week tried to deal with the issue of thalidomide and trying to assist people, a small number of people who suffered as a result of that. There's a meeting today, and the soundings we're getting is that the campaign groups are not happy with what the government is going to be proposing. So with every victory, there's also going to be a problem. And I think that's going to be a problem bubbling up over the weekend. When it comes to the government and what it hoped to get done, I think two other things are probably worth mentioning. One is long term. And when it comes to the Climate and Nature Fund, a big thing for the Greens, this was the idea of using windfall corporation taxes to establish a fund that will allow the state to continue building vital infrastructure in the event of another downturn. And from the Fianna Fáil point of view, another fund, that's the Future Ireland Fund for the next 12 years, 0.8% of GDP, that's around €4 billion, will be saved into this fund to prepare for the time when corporation tax are lower, and that means we'll be able to use it for things when we've got an ageing population. So the government would argue it is thinking long term, it is trying to make a difference, but when it comes to short term things like that thalidomide issue, there are going to be difficulties and it's going to be quite bumpy.
And Elaine, as Paul mentioned there, plenty of legislation that hasn't made its way through yet. I mean, the hate speech and hate crime bill, that is one that has been described as a priority by the Minister for Justice, but there is still discussion around possible amendments to that bill.
Yes, and there were a number of areas where the government and government ministers had said that they wanted to get legislation and measures passed before the summer recess. A lot of those, like a lot of times we've seen before, legislation doesn't pass and is bumped out to the autumn. As you said, the hate speech one, very controversial. It came up against a roadblock in the Shannon and still has to progress. But there are other items on the agenda that we thought, and it has to be said, there are still two cabinet meetings to go while the Dáil officially stopped for summer yesterday. Cabinet will meet next week and we expect the week after, but still time is ticking and we don't have any indication that there will be an announcement around a COVID inquiry. We've been told that there may be something before cabinet on future funding of RT before the summer, but again we're still waiting on it and it does appear like ministers are leaving it up to the very last minute. Another area as well is housing. It always comes up. We are waiting on those renewed housing targets, housing figures. We expect that the figures could go up to, the targets would go up to around 50,000 houses a year. But again, that's been put off till the autumn. So no progress on that this term.
And there's one other thing, just it's a related one, but the Planning and Development Bill, this massive review of planning legislation took over a year. It was supposed to be passed. We now still have the report in final stage coming up in September. The government says it's passed all stages in the Dáil, but the opposition argue that the use of the guillotine meant that this bill has got major questions over it as well.
Okay, and election speculation, I mean, there's plenty of it. One newspaper actually described the trickle of departures of TDs turning into a flood, with 11 from Fine Gael not contesting the next election. And other parties too, that's where it's happening. Is this a headache or a chance for revival ahead of such a big event?
Well, I think Fine Gael would always say that it's brilliant when it comes to bringing through new candidates. It's a great opportunity for them to renew the blood and show that the party has got life. But this time you could, looking at possibly Fine Gael having half of its parliamentary party retiring, and we still are looking out for the possibility of Joe Kerry from Clary's endured long illness. He looks as if he won't be standing again. There's questions over Michael Ring and Bernard Durkin, and that's on top of a host of other TDs. So each of the parties is going to have difficulties. Leo Varadkar, another person who there's speculation won't be standing again. So through the summer, people will be looking at conventions as the parties get ready for choosing their candidates for the general election and who's going to be standing and who's not. And they're going to be poring over information from the local elections to decide who are the best councillors to try and take that place. So even though we've got a summer, it's going to be a very busy summer.
And Elaine, just on that, I mean, the drive to get people into politics, the Taoiseach said the party was regenerating in real time with new candidates coming forward. How much of a priority is that for parties generally to get younger people into politics at this stage now during the summer months?
Certainly, and I think even getting people into politics in general will be the priority. We know that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will be holding their selection conventions across the summer period, some brought forward in the hope to have them all done and dusted by September. And this is a problem just for Fine Gael, while it's the most obvious issue for that party because they are in the double digits, as Paul said. Now, we do have around 30 TDs already, and we're still significantly out from election, we think. We're up around the 30 mark. Added to that, in the next Dáil, there will be 14 new TDs because there is an increase in seats. And then you do have to allow for this natural churn that happens. Some people who will put themselves up for election will not be re-elected. So you could have a scenario in the next Dáil that up to 50% of TDs are first-time TDs, or certainly were not in this current Dáil, which will pose its own challenges for those in Leinster House and for, of course, the parties themselves when you have so much fresh blood and, I suppose, a lack of political knowledge or political experience. So that's something I think that the parties will be looking at and hoping that they can select the best candidates possible.
Well, it is a
just one other point on that. You've also got the issue of that Ireland is 100th in the world when it comes to female participation in politics, and there is a huge question mark as to whether or not the political parties are going to be choosing enough female candidates, and then secondly ensuring that those candidates are in winnable seats as well, so that we can actually change that dynamic from a pretty poor statistic.
And just very briefly, after that 9-week holiday and September 16th, a lot of attention will be looking towards the budget and then a possible election. Have you any expectation of what kind of date we're looking at?
I still believe that it's most likely that there will be an election, I think, on the 1st or the 15th of November, irrespective of the three party leaders continually saying that they believe it's going to run to March. Maybe I'm completely wrong, but that's my guess.
And Elaine?
And that's certainly what everybody, apart from the most important person, said, the Taoiseach himself is saying. The Taoiseach has been coming out and insisting that this government will run its entire term.
Okay,
some around Leinster House are saying, though, that what it constitutes an entire term, once you pass five budgets, is that an entire term? Do you have to run to the new year? So I think the speculation will only increase over the summer.
Absolutely. Well, listen, thank you both, our political correspondent Paul Cunningham and Elaine O'Loughlin, political editor of the Irish Examiner. Thanks for all of that.